Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy heard every Friday night here on KCRW. And this Friday night is no exception. There is comedy tonight. Tonight we'll be listening to the work of the comedy team, who are unfortunately no longer together, of Jack Burns and Avery Schreiber. A little bit of history. Avery Schreiber came out of the Chicago Second City troupe, and I'm not exactly sure where Jack Burns came from, but I do know that he ended up as the head writer on The Muppet Show, and you see his name pop up in a lot of things. He was also, he had something to do with Fridays. I think he was the head writer on Fridays, or the executive producer. He had something to do with Fridays. And Avery Schreiber you've seen in Frito commercials. He's got a wonderful jowly face. He looks sort of like Mayor Baba with a huge mustache and great cheeks, and he's a wonderful face. And in the late 60s and early 70s, they did a series of routines. Basically, they had two main routines, one of which they could do on television. The one that they did on television is The Cab Driver and The Conventioneer, with which we'll start tonight. And then they have a routine about a faith healer, which is equally wonderful. Now, something also of interest is that Jack Burns, before he teamed up with Avery Schreiber, teamed up with another very young comedian by the name of George Carlin, who later went on to say seven words that you're not allowed to say. But at any rate, they recorded an album very early on, which is mainly of historical interest. But I'll play a little bit of that in between these two classic routines by Jack Burns and Avery Schreiber.
Yep. Taxi. Cab.
Taxi.
Taxi cab, yeah.
Where to, friend?
Going to Hotel Astor, room 518.
They stopped me on the fourth floor.
I got you. That's quite a city you got out there. What you call your New York?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Yeah. I bet you there are 8 million stories out there. That's probably the crossroad of 1 million private lives. Broken heart for every light bulb in the great white way. And look at them buildings. Them buildings are like, they're like stainless steel fingertips stretching their way toward the northeast skyline in a never-ending panorama of grace and majesty.
What are you, some kind of poet?
I used to write for the Newman Club newsletter.
Newman Club, is that a B'nai B'rith organization?
You're Jewish, huh?
I'm working with my hat on, figure it out.
We had a Jewish guy who used to work for us up in the home office. Seemed like a nice guy. I was just back there at that place where you picked me up.
Yeah, that's where you got in, right?
Yeah. They call that the Hot Spot Club. That's where all the girls are. They're all in there. I walked in the door, there must have been 10 or 12 of them all over me. Blondes, brunettes, redheads, they were all over me. I didn't go up to them, they come right up to me. You know what I mean? This one girl was really all over me. This blonde girl. Good-looking blonde. Blonde. Good-looking blonde girl.
Blonde girl.
Huh?
Good-looking?
You know her?
She sounds familiar. Yeah.
She was all over the old trooper here. I guess there's a little life left in the old trooper yet, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? Yeah. We're having fun here. See, we're here at a convention. Everyone's here from the home office. The whole gang's here. Hail, hail, the gang. They're all here. I'll tell you who's here. Davy Cronin's here. Tommy Johnson. Eddie Nolan. Patrick O'Brien's here. Jimmy Noonan, Fred Hogan, Bill Hogan, Ed Hogan. The Hogan brothers are here. Let's see, who else, Davy?
I don't know any of these guys, you know.
They're all here.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Hey, you know who you'd like? You know who? Dave Cronin. Dave Cronin is one of the hottest tickets, bar none, that I know. He's not with me now. But Dave's a hot ticket. He is a hot ticket, boy.
You're alone back there, right?
Yeah.
Just checking, you know.
No, Dave's back there where you picked me up at the hot spot. They were all over Dave when I left him there. Dave's a ladies' man. He's what we call your ladies' man. Mm-hmm. I say, Dave, you're a nut. Get out of here, Dave. I say that to him a lot. Get out of here. I don't mean that. You know, I just say that to him. Get out of here, Dave. Dave's a hot... You know what Dave did? You got a minute. Listen to this. Dave brings this... He brings this tie with him to the convention. It shines in the dark.
Yeah, that's funny, huh? That's funny. Huh? That's funny, huh? That's funny.
All right, all right. That's only half of it. Now, listen. On one side of the tie, it says, win with Wilkie, see? Mm. You turn it over on the other side, it says, screw you, buddy. What a... Geez, we had him up there last night in the hotel room for 3 hours in the dark looking at that tie. What a night that was. What a night that was.
This guy sounds like a hot ticket.
Oh, gee. You're kidding me? You're going to start telling me how funny Dave Cronin is? Don't start telling me about Dave Cronin. For God's sakes, Dave and I go back for years. You're going to start telling me about Dave? Don't start telling me about Dave, my friend. You don't ever start with me about Dave Cronin.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
All right. You're going to tell me about Dave.
Well, forget I mentioned
it. All right. Oh, I know. You wonder why he drinks so much. Everyone does. Let me tell you something. Sure, Dave Cronin puts the booze away. Sure he does. So what? Listen, you'd drink too if you had Dave's cross to bear. He's got a son that's an albino. I said, Dave, to Dave, it could be a blessing in disguise. I said, don't take it too hard, Dave. The good Lord moves in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
But I said, remember, Dave, I said, remember, you can never be too white. I said that to Dave. Of course, now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not prejudicial enough against nobody. I don't care what a man is. What I'm saying, you know what I hate?
I got a good idea.
No. Listen, this country is made up of individuals, but I'll tell you what I hate. I hate these people who make derogatory remarks about someone's ancestry. You've heard it.
You, 2,000 years.
You've heard it, sure. I'm talking about these people. These guys say they make remarks like they say, he's a dago, he's a hop, he's a heeb. I hate that. You know who says that the most?
Who's that?
Your hunkies. We're having fun here. We're having fun here. A lot of the guys brought their wives. Mm. I was going to bring my wife, but we've been separated 12 years.
Good idea not to bring her.
Oh, yeah. You're kidding me. She was a saint. She was too good for me. I was a bum. She's a saint. She's a saint here. I got a picture of her right here. That's a saint. That's a saint.
Yeah. I never saw one before. Yeah.
Of course not. You're Jewish. You don't have saints. That's a saint.
We got prophets. There's a picture of my wife over there.
Huh?
That's my wife over there.
Oh, she drives too, huh?
Next to my picture's her picture. What's the matter with you?
Well, you know, they say you live together for a while, you start to look alike.
Well, you know, she's got the dress on.
Yeah,
you can't miss her. Yeah, she wants her picture there. You know, she gets jealous.
The women get in the cab. Don't start telling me about women, for God's sakes. I know all about women. I've been there and back, my friend. And back, and back. I got a kid who's probably your age.
35, right?
Oh, no, you got a young neck. Nice. He's quite a kid. He's a good-looking kid. He's a good-looking kid. They're all over him. Huh?
Good-looking all over.
Yeah. And smart, smart. He's got the brains in the family. He's got the brains.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to college up near Boston. The Jesuits have got him. Yeah.
What are they doing to him?
He's studying. He might go into priesthood. I don't know. It's up to him. He wants to be a priest. I said, look, Tiger, if you've got the calling, you go ahead. But I said, remember this, kid. I said, if you're going to be a priest, you've got to be a celibate.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, you got to be a celibate to be a priest. It ain't easy being a celibate. Now, I don't know. I was married to a saint. Ah, well. Well, we're really, you reading what's happening in the papers down there in Santo Domingo?
Oh, yeah.
Getting them commies, ain't we?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
You're getting them.
Yeah, yeah. Same as over there in Vietnam. Get them out of Vietnam, same way. Get them
Vietnam,
out of there.
Vietnam, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Vietnam, over there, yeah. Them commies are everywhere.
A lot of commies?
Oh, them commies are everywhere you look. You kidding me? Everywhere, everywhere these days.
Yeah, there goes one now, you see? I'll try and hit the next one for you.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can joke about it, I suppose. You can joke. It's a real laughing matter, huh, my friend? Well, remember this, my friend. Don't ever tell me I ain't got the right to speak out. I paid for that right, my friend. I'm a veteran. I'm a veteran. I was there. I was there. Where were you?
I was here.
I was there. I was there in them rough years, 45, 46, 47. Communists were overrunning half of Europe there. We were at Fort Dix. We could have gone at any moment. Don't tell me. I'll tell you one thing, though. In that uniform, those girls, I'd come out the main gate. They were all over me. On a 72-hour pass, they were all over me. Oh, jeez. Well, listen, the years go by and they forget you're veterans.
Yeah.
Now you go into a bar room, you see a girl, you say, I'm a veteran. You know what they say?
Forget it.
Yeah, that's it. So what, they say. But in them days, it was something else. Oh, listen, I put on a few pounds, I admit it. The years go by, they roll by, they go by.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone. But in them days, they were all over me. Ah, well.
Hey, listen, buddy, if you like, I can make a little stop before you go back to your hotel room.
I can wait till I get back to the hotel.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. What, your women, huh?
Yeah, women. I'm talking about the women.
Not for me, my friend. Pass. El Paso on that. No, I don't go that.
Yeah, well, you know, don't take it as an insult.
Yeah.
It's my job.
Yeah.
Well, here you are, buddy.
Huh?
We're here.
Oh.
That's $1.45.
Yeah. So, what are you? You drive a cab, huh?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. You're lucky you caught me when I was.
Yeah. Hey, you know something? I got an idea. I don't want to go straight back to hotel. Hey, are you a veteran?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes,
are you?
A veteran.
Huh?
What do you want to see my scars? I'm a veteran.
Yeah. I thought you was a veteran. I know a veteran when I see one.
Oh, yeah?
Huh?
How did you know I was a vet?
Huh?
That's interesting.
I know a veteran. Are you kidding me?
How'd you know I was a vet?
Oh, the way you walk. I don't know. You know, it's... Look, let's do this. You see that bar room over there? What do you say? You park the cab, you let the meter run, I'll pay for that. I'm going to buy you a beer. Come on, huh?
No.
Couple of bets, we get together, raise a little hell.
Thanks.
Come on.
Hey,
come on, what do you
me,
say,
you know,
huh?
Take it easy.
Come on, what do you...
See the sign there? Don't touch the driver.
Come on.
No,
couple of guys, we'll blow down a few, we'll come in and raise a little hell.
Gee,
right?
I hate to be pushy about it, but
come
no.
Come on. Boy, you people are real clannish, ain't you? I thought we were a couple of veterans. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey. Una momento. Hey, you don't think maybe because I'm a man and I'm a stranger and I'm inviting you to have a beer, you think there's something funny about me?
No.
You think I'm what you call one of them,
I know those guys.
All right, my friend. I've never even seen a ballet, so never come out of here with that. We had a whole bunch of them guys at our last convention.
You had a lot of them there, huh?
Oh, geez, they were all over me. Hey, look, I got an idea. Look, let's just go for a drive, huh? I got this funny story I want to tell you that David Cronin told me. This'll kill you.
Sure, Mommy.
It's about these two Puerto Rican guys. I got nothing against Puerto Ricans, but you know how they are. These two guys.
Good evening, sport fans. Biff Burns back again in the Sportlight Spotlight. And my guest tonight, a young man who has been a credit to the boxing game for over 20 years. A young man who was recently called by Ring Magazine one of America's boxers. I'd like to introduce him to you now, ladies and gentlemen, Killer Carlin.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Biff. It's a pleasure to be on your crummy show.
Thank you, Killer. Listen, could you tell me, Killer, how your fabulous boxing career started?
Well, I started boxing as a kid in my neighborhood in the Lower East Side in New York. One day I was sitting at home, my mother asked me to take the garbage out. So I punched her in the mouth. My old man seen it. He says, kid, you got a good right hand. How would you like to make a little money in a fight game? So I made my decision. I called Mitch Miller and I canceled my oboe lessons. Then we went into training. Of course, we didn't have a lot of money at that time. We had to keep my mother on as a sparring partner. That didn't work out too good, though. She kept falling out of the wheelchair.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a fabulous beginning, Killer. Well, yeah. Now, Killer, you have had over 220 professional boxing matches.
That many, huh?
Yes, that many. Yeah. And you have yet to win one.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I won a fight back in 1947.
Look, Killer, before we sign off tonight, I wonder if you have a few words of wisdom to pass along to the kids that are watching us on Coast to Coast TV tonight. They may want to be boxers, too.
Oh, well, that's fine. Kids, if you want to be boxers, the main thing you got to remember at all times, stay physical. You know, it's very important. Get the proper food, balanced diet, get 8 hours sleep every night, and get good exercise. And above all, don't let your body rot. You know, a lot of kids have a tendency to let their bodies rot, you know? Rotten little kids is what yous are. I know you're a bunch of rotten kids.
Good night, sport fans. Good night.
This is the lighthouse of the air. This is the lighthouse of the air. You listen and listen.
Job's wife came running to Job, said, Job, your children are dead. You ought to curse your God instead of praising him. Instead, he said, woman. He said, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. You do not talk like my woman, because the Lord God giveth, and the Lord God taketh away. Hallelujah be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah be his name. My friends, this is your good friend, the Reverend Moley.
Holy moly!
Inviting you all to join us here, and I cannot tell you how good it makes me feel to see so many Christian faces here in our prayer tent tonight. As you know, we are now going into our 10th consecutive year on the air with our combined faith healing and Christian crusade against communism. Now, God cannot win this battle against the atheistic communistic conspiracy without your help. God needs your financial aid in this struggle against the communists. God needs your help. God knows God needs your help. My friends, my program, The Word of Truth, is broadcast in 150 stations throughout the United States and Canada. And, of course, I need your financial aid to continue this battle against the atheistic communistic conspiracy. So we ask you to send whatever you can, be it a penny, a dime, or a dollar, to Killer Commie for Christ, Box 224. Box 224, Tulsa, Oklahoma. You do it today, you'll feel better for it tomorrow. Here, my friends. My friends, we have with us this week, as we do every week, many poor, unfortunate, handicapped individual Christian brothers. Good Lord has seen fit. Good Lord has seen fit to strike them down during Passover. Why, we do not know. But we do know this, my friends, that if they believe, if Jesus is in their heart, then I can and will cure them here tonight. All I ever ask is that you give your heart to Jesus. The first one who does will receive 2,500 green stamps. All right, now. May I have my first poor unfortunate? Will you please step right out here? You have nothing to be afraid of now. You are in the tent of the Lord, and you tell us what is your problem.
Oh, Lord, my dumb...
son, you talk to me. I talk to the Lord. All right, now you...
My dumb, she's immobile. I
cannot... An immobile thumb, my friends. Immobility, immobility, immobility. How many times have we heard that tiresome phrase?
Three times.
It's Now, don't fool around. This is air time. All right, now. Hold it out there. Tell me now. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Yes, I am.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
I do.
All right, then come with me. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, look you here. Oh, Lord, this is your good friend, the Reverend Moley, coming to you over WWWWB in West Virginia. Now, Lord. Lord, we have a boy here tonight who has himself an immobile thumb. He has been unable to move that thumb since childbirth. Lord, I ask you to grant this boy mobility. Lord, I ask you to cure him as I say those two great words.
Say them, Reverend.
Jesus, heal!
Amen!
A little more faith. A little more faith. Put some money in the pot on the way out, my friends. He was not cured because Jesus was not in his heart. Why was he not cured?
Why was he not cured?
You heard his accent. He came up from godless Cuba. This spit comes up here and wants God to cure him. My friends, God will not cure those spits. They won't let Jesus in the Havana Hilton.
For shame.
And until they do, I'm not curing spit one. All right, now. My friends, I am the word of truth.
Amen.
I will tell you things the government dares not tell you.
Tell us.
The government says to me, hush up. They say, hush up, Reverend Moley.
For shame.
I will not hush up. I will speak the truth. I will tell you what the government dares not tell you.
Tell us.
The government says you will not accept the truth. I say you will.
Tell us.
You know what's happening in the state of Florida?
Tell us.
All right. Giant frogs are eating people in Florida. Giant communist frogs are devouring people. And they are devouring whole towns in Florida. And if you think I'm lying, when was the last time anyone here got a call from Tampa? All right, you think about that, my friends. My friends, I say these are godless, atheistic frogs bred in communist Cuba. I say Castro breeds them, and then in the dead of night, he shits them over to Dade County to hang around the Fountain Blue Hotel. Now, people say to me, how do you know this?
How do you know?
There's one. All right. Now, we know these frogs come from godless Cuba. We have photographs of a large number of Cuban refugees arriving in this country with warts. More than that. More than that, my friends, we have with us tonight a gentleman who is living proof. He's going to give us mute testimony in an oral way to what he saw. He has come up here from Dade County, Miami Beach Hotel Fountain Blue, at his own expense at a great personal loss, and he is going to tell us what he saw and what he heard in his own Christian words.
The first day I got there... What's the matter?
Are you one of us?
I'm a convert.
Oh, yeah. That's all right. That's quite all right. I understand that he was, too. All right, man. You go ahead.
I heard that.
All right, man.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was sitting behind, you know, by the pool in the back on the sun deck, and suddenly I heard an obnoxious sound.
A terrible sound.
A godless sound.
It rent the air. Now, would you reproduce the hideous sound of the communist frog for us here tonight? Would you reproduce that sound?
Really?
Oh, my God. I've never heard anything like that. A little louder. I want them all to hear that. Re-eat, my friends. There it is, my friends. If you ever hear that sound in your neighborhood, I want you to squash it, kill it, get
yes,
a gun,
kill it,
burn
murder
it, destroy it. Kill
wait
that
a minute,
sound.
Wait, it might be me explaining to people.
God can't take that chance. Now, what did you do? What did you do? You heard that sound. What did you do?
I turned to where my wife, Boita, was diving off. She loves to dive, a big woman. She was diving off the top board, and she was halfway down in a beautiful cannonball. And suddenly, a gigantic tongue whipped out, grabbed her, sucked her into the biggest froggy mouth I ever saw in my life.
A communist frog!
Definitely, I recognized the uniform.
There you are! All right, now, did you go to her aid?
I tell you, I went... And I haven't been able to move the hand since.
God penalized him. God said, I will use this boy as an example. God said that. I didn't. All right, now hold it up there. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Lately.
All right. Do you go to church every Sunday?
I do.
Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb?
I can't even imagine
no,
that.
Well,
washing
weird.
The blood of a lamb.
No, no. That's not true.
we don't do it. It sounds good. Once in a while, you'll get a free
but no, not you, buddy. No.
That's all right. Hold it up there now. As long as you believe it.
From the bottom.
All right. Yeah. All right. Hold it. Hold on. Oh, Lord, look here. Oh, Lord, he has a twisted left hand. Lord, he is sorry. Oh, Lord, I believe he is sorry and penitent. And, Lord, I ask you now to please, in front of all my witnesses, Lord, to please make that one hand like the other. Lord, I beg of you, make that one hand like the other. Lord, please make that one hand like the other.
Something's happening.
Oh, my God, he did.
Wait a minute. You got the wrong hand here.
Move along there, son. I'll tell you, that bugs me when that happens. I'll leave. Come on, Lord, shape up. Our last poor unfortunate of the evening is a face that is familiar to many of you. He was with us last week. He was not cured, but through your cards and letters, you voted him most popular, and so he is back again. You can write up here now. You have nothing to be afraid of. You can write up here now. Here he is. All right. There you go.
I'd like to thank everybody who voted for me.
That's all right. We'll see if we can't get that big boat in the sky. All right, now. You tell us what is your problem.
I got these tight shoes. Holy moly, I'm a mess.
All right. Now, here we go. Now, you tell us now. Do you believe? Do you believe?
You got your finger on my ear. That's the good one, you know.
Yes, all right. That's right. Do you believe?
Yes, I do.
Are you Christian in thought and deed?
Yes, I am.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
Yes, I do.
Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb?
I tried everything.
All right. Then come with me. Oh, Lord, looky here. Oh, Lord, hear me now. Lord, I know that we only have a few moments of your precious air time left. But, Lord, I ask you now, oh, Lord, to use me, Lord. I ask you to use me, Lord. I ask you to send down the electricity of the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord. I ask you to use me, Lord. I ask you to straighten him, oh, Lord. I ask you to make him sound, oh, Lord. I ask you to straighten his mind. I ask you to straighten his arms. I ask you to straighten his back. I ask you to straighten him, oh, Lord. I ask you to make him a tall Christian in your army. Oh, Lord, I beg of you. Amen. A little more faith, my son. Put some money in the pot and away out. We'll try again next week. Now, my friends, the gospel singer.
Reverend Moley, look, you did it. You cured me. I'm straight.
You bowled me. Jesus Christ, it's a miracle.
And there you have it, this week's edition of Funny Stuff featuring Jack Burns and Avery Schreiber and a special guest appearance by George Carlin. And I hope you enjoyed that. The two Burns and Schreiber pieces came from an album on Columbia called In One Head and Out the Other, the new emerging bigot. And they also redid those routines on an album about 5 years later called Pure BS. And I'm not crazy about the redoing of those routines. I like the original ones much better. At any rate, let's see. Next week's show is The Goons, a fabulous comedy team from Britain featuring Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan, and Harry Secombe. And we'll feature an entire episode of one of their radio shows entitled Six Charlies in Search of an Author. And it's very, very funny. And we'll have some time left over, I think, to hear some Peter Sellers rarities. Maybe I'll let you hear Peter Sellers doing She Loves You a la Doctor Strange Love. That's sort of fun. And let's see, what else? So I can recommend there's a special on cable featuring Gary Shandling I saw, which had a lot of funny stuff in it. I recommend that. Other than that, I recommend that you join me next week and that you accept my thanks for listening and that you remember to always keep that sense of humor well exercised because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Bob.